Now, there's big science news out today. Researchers at the University of Queensland's Brain Institute have discovered a treatment they say could restore the memory of people suffering Alzheimer's disease. The treatment involves using non-invasive ultrasound technology. We thought we'd put it through RN Drive's research filter.
Is it science?
Our filter today is Dr. Will Grant, a lecturer and researcher at the University at the Australian National Centre for Public Awareness of Science at the ANU, which is a university in Canberra. Welcome to the program. It is a university.
It's totally a university.
For a long time. Now, Alzheimer's, take us through the research.
Look, this is a really interesting finding. So what these researchers have shown is that, well, this is not, the first part isn't a new finding, but that amyloid peptides, they're a neurotoxic plaque. Buildups of amyloids in the brain have been implicated in Alzheimer's disease, so we know that they exist. What they've shown is that their new treatment, this use of an ultrasound technology, can be used to break down these plaques in the brain of mice. And so what they've shown after this is that these mice are regaining memory.
Wow.
So what it's showing here is, and, you know, I'm not an expert in this area, but it's showing that perhaps there is actually a non-invasive treatment of the causes of Alzheimer's. So I think this is a really exciting thing.
Wow. Could this type of therapy be used to deal with the buildup of other toxic plaque in heart valves? Is that sort of the way that this could be used?
Look, I'm sure that a lot of researchers are looking at this and thinking, actually, there's a lot of uses in the body that buildups of plaques that this can be used for. So I think this is an exciting breakthrough for a range of different areas. But, you know, really, to demonstrate this sort of thing in mice, yes, certainly it's a long way from human use, but to demonstrate this in mice for an Alzheimer's-type condition is an amazing finding.
Now, the word breakthrough, I actually love the word breakthrough, but the word breakthrough is often misused. Is it premature to make this kind of announcement about this? Because that's how I've been reading about it all day and that's how it's been described. What do you think?
Well, look, I mean, it's something that we in the science communication field, we often talk about, you know, that scientists are incredibly wary of having their research hyped too much. And journalists and the media, you know, we know that it's a word that gets people to pay attention. They hear breakthrough and think, oh, finally, this is the thing that will do it. Look, I'm reading this research and I was reading words in there that I had to triple read them to think, oh, really? Is I mean, when I first said the new treatment could revolutionize Alzheimer's treatment by restoring memory, I was shocked. I thought, really? I thought it might, you know, a new treatment might slow this or stop or maybe some minor improvements, but restoring memory, it sounded amazing. And, you know, some of the terms out there, you know, particularly when you get into some of the medical jargon, it sounds very, you know, activated almonds, very sort of sci-fi thinking.
It does.
But maybe it is a breakthrough. Maybe it is something that really is a revolutionary new way of thinking about how we could treat Alzheimer's. So, look, a cautious breakthrough.
I wonder, you say journalists are interested, there's no doubt about that, but I wonder if the actual, you know, real people, I wonder what they think of it, like whether it's kind of being used too much, so there's a bit of a breakthrough fatigue.
Look, I'm sure there is, and I'm sure that there's definitely a worrying thing when, you know, someone who suffers from Alzheimer's or the family of Alzheimer's sufferers will hear research like this and think maybe this is it. This, because, you know, Alzheimer's is an incredibly affecting condition, and who would blame anyone for really wanting to get this breakthrough to get their loved one back to the condition that they were? And so they hear something like this and they could really quite easily believe that this is the thing. Now, it might be. We're certainly a few years away from human trials and a few years away from any potential actual treatment. But I think that, you know, there are times when breakthroughs do happen.
Of course, just because
there have been some that have, you know, shown to light later to not be as good as we thought, doesn't mean there aren't still occasions when there are revolutionary new discoveries in science that actually change the way we think about things and the way that we deal with problems.
Absolutely. Now, Australia's National Health and Medical Research Council says there's no good quality evidence to support the claim that homeopathy is effective in treating health conditions. Talk us through that work.
Look, this has been an ongoing issue for the NHMRC and something that they've conducted reviews of before. Homeopathy, of course, is a treatment that an alternative medicine that is used by a range of different people. But within the scientific community, there has never been found any evidence to show that it is more effective than a placebo. Basically, it means it doesn't really do anything. And from a chemistry point of view, you can understand, you know, basically the argument is that molecules of chemical substances diluted to the point that they're not actually there anymore would have an effect on the body. And for all known chemistry, there's no evidence to support that sort of theory. This has been looking at medical studies that have actually compared the use of homeopathy with some sort of other control condition, looking at a range of different medical conditions and combining all of these systematic reviews into a larger systematic review. And they've found yet again that there is no evidence for any efficacy for homeopathy.
Does it have any preventative health aspects at all?
This study did not look at preventative health. It was looking for treatment of existing conditions. That certainly doesn't mean that there is evidence out there for preventative use of homeopathy. I would be very surprised if there was any evidence that pointed to a strong use of homeopathy in preventative medicine. But you know, I'm sure people are still using it. The reasons people use homeopathy are wider, and I think we still need to understand why people do them. But it has not been shown to be effective here.
All right. I love this one. For just go there with me. Improving your fitness can apparently improve your partner's fitness. Somebody actually spent time and money researching this. Like, I'm sorry, but that's kind of a total duh, Fred thing to me. Like, yeah, duh. Like, you know, yeah, if your partner's walking, you might walk too. Like, really? Sorry.
Look,
are you with me?
I'm hearing that entirely. No. And this is, you know, I worry about yeah, duh research because, you know, There's things that we in society already know, but you know, from a scientific side, it's actually really important that we do demonstrate these things. Sometimes it's the most boring point in the world, you know, that whatever, and we still actually do need to actually get the evidence because sometimes we might go out there and look at, you know, the most common sense notion that exists in the world. And then when we test it scientifically, it turns out to be something really quite different. So, yes, this has been one that just demonstrates yet again that your partner exercises, you're going to exercise more. You know, and that's a fairly boring finding, but that doesn't mean...
You're so fair.
Look, we have to think that there could be occasions when those common sense notions are overturned. They just could happen, just like the breakthroughs.
Just like the breakthroughs. Well, okay, there you go. So if you go for a jog tonight, your partner, if they still like you, might come along with you. Dr. Will Grant is a lecturer and researcher at the Australian National Centre for Public Awareness of Science at the ANU in Canberra and knows quite a lot about, you know, science, research, all that stuff. Stay with us after the news. We're going all over the shop, including the drawing room.